Yo, what's good? It's your boy, South Breeze 706, Joe Elect Zotica on Twitter. This is the Ripper Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. We have the real host of the show, Lethal Saint, Jif Queen. And we have the king of the Falcons, Falcons Lemmings Twitter, Josh. Only one JJ22, whatever his Twitter at is. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Day 4,902 of quarantine.
You know what's up? Coronavirus deaths. That's what's up. That is what's up. Shout out to the folks that thought it was a hoax. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag hoax gang.
Dumbass.
But a smooth transition. What was not a hoax, was the leaked jerseys that came out the day prior to the Falcons actually releasing their jerseys. And I don't know. I saw there were people that were kind of mad about the jersey release, like people leaking them, which I don't really understand, because whether they're leaked or not, that's what it was going to be. And people wanted the jerseys. Like GIF or Jif would tweet all the time harassing the Falcons page, talking about drop the fucking jerseys, release the jerseys.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I saw them tweet.
I sure did.
And again, there's nothing going on. We have nothing really to look forward to, because I would probably predict that we're probably not going to get a football season this year if I were to make a guesstimation. Yep. But yeah, people want to see the new shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really see the reason to be mad about it. But there was definitely a lot of commentary on the new design. I know the homie, what's his name? One of the homies, I think CJ Duncan. He was asking me what I was thinking about the new reveal. And I was like, hey, you know, I'll let you know on the podcast. You know, got to get this content out here. But I just want to know y'all's initial reaction. Because I know you all saw the leaks at first. So I just want to know what y'all guys' initial reactions.
Them were some big ass motherfucking numbers. That's the first thing I thought when I saw the leaks. I was like, are we blind? Like, what? Why are these numbers so fucking big? Like, but then I didn't even believe. I was like, this can't be real. But then I kept looking at the room that they were in, and it looked very similar to the one me and my boy Jamar broke in that one time. Shout out to Jamar. And I was like, oh, shit. I think this is actually it. But I didn't have, like, any thoughts about it, because I couldn't see the whole jersey besides the numbers are really fucking big.
Josh, what did you think?
I thought they were like concept jerseys. But the initial look, they look better on the players as opposed to seeing them just on hangers. But I like them. Not too bad, but like yeah. The numbers are just entirely too big. So they can slim them down. That'd be somewhat decent.
Well, maybe that could be something that could happen while we're waiting for the season to start, even though it's probably not, because they've probably already put a bunch of resources and planning into rolling these jerseys out. Regardless if people like them or not, fans are still going to buy them. Hate it or love it, fans are going to fan. So maybe the idea of the jersey numbers being bigger, maybe there's some advantage to that. Maybe there's some stats or statistics out there that say, hey, this could help recognize players. I don't know. I have no clue. So there are, from what I can see, seven jersey combinations. You have the black on black, which is the home uniform, the white on white, which is the away uniforms. And you have some alternates, which is a white jerseys with black pants. You have the throwbacks, of course, throwbacks. You have another alternate jersey, which is white tops with red pants. Then you have the gradient jerseys, which is the red that fades to black. And then you have another color combination, which is the black tops with, I believe, white pants. Yeah. I know Jif posted a poll on the Derby Nation Report Twitter page asking kind of what people's thoughts were from an A through D ranking on uniforms. And it was pretty consistent. What I would think it would be, but some people had some wild takes. Like some people didn't like the throwback uniforms. I was like, how was that not 1,000%? Yeah, there's some people that voted D on the throwbacks. I was super confused.
Yeah, on the throwbacks, 81% of people voted that they were fired. 13% voted B, 2% voted C, and 4% voted D/F.
I can't trust those people.
Me either. Right. If you didn't vote A, then there's something wrong with you. Like, these throwbacks are fire as fuck.
Yeah. So, let's see. Make sure I get the homie's name right. Where's the big homie at? So, again, a general consensus that there, you guys like them for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Most of them are A. Only one that everyone is on is 6, which is the red gradient.
I mean, the thing is that I was telling my homeboy, I was like, the way this is going to work is the more games we win, the better the jersey is going to look. Right? The less games we win, the worse these jerseys are going to look. It's going to be the worst thing since sliced bread. We're going to have so many people complaining. Like, a lot of people are going to come around to it once we start actually playing games or whatever. But at this point, there's nothing really to talk about but the jerseys. So, all right. So, CJ Duncan at just CJ Duncan 7. He wanted to know my thoughts. So, let's go through it. So, the combination one, the black on black. It's interesting. Again, I need to see it in action. It's not my favorite particularly. What? It kind of looks like a Madden created jersey to an extent, if that makes sense. But you know, it's still early. Now the white on white away ones, I can't even front them. Shits are fire, dog. Like, yeah. If you don't like those, I don't know what to tell you, dog. Like, them shits is hard. Can't even front on those. The white on black combination with the white jerseys and the black pants, them shits are fire too. I can rock with that. Of course, the throwbacks always going to be great. I don't understand why the Falcons will not just make throwbacks the home jerseys. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know what the reason is for having such a fire jersey combination and not using it. Like, is it old to the point where nobody wants to see them? Is it not modern enough? Like, that's what the fans want. I don't know if the younger generation fans think it's cool, but the core people that are actually spending money and buying tickets, I think they would prefer us to have the throwback combinations as our home jerseys and go with the all whites for away, or even the white and blacks for away. I think that'd be pretty cool. The white on reds, them shits is fire too. You don't like, man, those?
I don't know about those. Look up. When you get a chance, look at Texas Tech Red Raiders, and they look just like those, and that is not good. I don't like that combination. Just make it all red.
Well, that was my next question. I'm kind of biased because red is my favorite color, red and black. I'm a little biased. I fuck with it. Well, I know it's your favorite color. You're a fucking Georgia fan, but I rock with it. I'm curious, like, do any of these fall into the color rush combinations, or is that going to be a completely different uniform? Or maybe the color rush will be the all red, maybe an all red combination, because usually they do a brighter color for that. So maybe that's still in the works. The gradients are interesting. That's really all I can say. I saw a lot of people tweeting that they look like old FUBU jerseys. For, you know, the younger cats that aren't aware, FUBU was actually pretty popular back in the day. Like, I had a homeboy from Augusta. His brother might have dealt some illegal substances, but he had all the Jordans and he had like all the FUBU jerseys to match them. I was like, damn, that shit is so cool, dog. Like, but yeah, they kind of fell off. But yeah, you could argue that it does look like a throwback FUBU jersey. And then the last combination, I don't know. I'm trying to look at the pictures a little bit closely, but you know how you have the official jerseys that you could buy? They're like $100-something. And then you have like the fake ones that are like iron-on joints.
Right.
To me, these look like they don't look like they're the official like sewn-in joints. They just look, in these pictures at least, they look kind of cheap. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't look like there's too much quality to them. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. But They're not horrible. I'd probably give like a B overall. It's not horrible, but there's a lot of people that think we could have done more with all the time we've been waiting. But you also have people that would think like, hey, you guys did too much, and you know, you're never gonna please everybody. I'm glad that they did too little, not too much, because they could have did some wild shit and fans would have been equally as mad. They still would have bought them though. So I mean, it is what it is. And I just saw they're gonna have some hoodies that come out with uniforms that actually look pretty good that I will probably purchase. I'm not a big jersey wearer, but I do wear hoodies probably 90% of the time. So I'm definitely gonna scoop a couple of those, probably the all white joint and the throwback one. So that'd be kind of cool. But yeah. So along with the jerseys being released, there was a little bit of contention going on my Twitter page due to former Falcons running back Devontae Freeman. So the jerseys dropped, and you know, he tweeted out some eye emojis and laughing emojis, and immediately Falcons Twitter descended upon his page, calling him all kinds of broke boys and jobless, and talked about him missing blocks and having bad knees and yada 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 yada. And I was like, damn, bro, like, man's can't have an opinion. Like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we so ready to bring up this man's, you know, job status and past incidences? Like, he's not a millionaire. Like, y'all aren't broke tweeting at him. Like, it's funny to me. It's pretty hilarious. Pretty hilarious. And again, I said this on Twitter. I personally blame Josh for this, because I've said this before on this podcast. Josh has too many followers to be putting out crazy ass tweets about the Falcons, because they rush to him and they reinforce the nonsense. It has to stop. It's out of control. It's sickening. It is sickening.
I get Freeman, he can have an opinion. The thing is, it was ill time, because again, he hadn't said anything on Twitter.
Okay, but that's his business though. That's his business. Right. The man can't tweet.
Huh?
The man can't tweet? Are we regulating grown man's tweets?
No. He can. My thing is, if he was consistently tweeting, now I'm like, okay, well, he's been on here. Like, he's been doing so. But he hasn't said anything. Anything. So, he hasn't said, hey, good morning, Twitter. Hey, this is your boyfriend. He hasn't said nothing like that. He hasn't said anything since December of last year. So the moment the jerseys come out, I guess he didn't like them or whatever. So he tries to make a joke.
Now we're just assuming. We don't know what he was laughing at. He could have been watching Tiger King. We don't know what happened. Falcons fans are projecting their hatred and insecurity and bitterness onto this man who's just at home minding his own business, trying to get these tweets off. But continue.
If he was minding his own business, he would have tweeted that. If he could have been, like, he possibly could have been watching Tiger King. Who knows? But from the optics, it looks like he peeped the jersey. He's like, them things corny. Ha 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 ha. And it's like, who are you to even like try to climb the team? Like,
he's not climbing the team. He's not clowning the team. This man gave essentially the best years of his life to the Falcons, right? And his body, essentially. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he should be able to have an opinion. Like, some people, there's fans that don't like the jerseys.
No, because what he did on February, what was it, 4th or 5th, 2017, would never, ever, ever be forgiven. Ever.
What did he do?
We could be like, you know what? We could have had two. He messed up the kill shot. Even though we shouldn't have been in a predicament jump.
Exactly.
Since we were, he still kind of threw it off too, because he missed that block. That's all I'm saying.
And again, shout out to the homie, I am Byron Hudson. He whatever the tweet was, he deleted it, but he essentially was like, fuck Freeman for life. He cost us the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. And I retweet him like, yeah, because Freeman called bad plays or didn't run the ball or didn't kick a field goal or lost the game in overtime. Crazy. Like, the game was lost in overtime. That's what people were like. They just kind of erased that. They just omit that out of the memory. Like, the game did not end in, it didn't end in regulation. The defense literally had the opportunity to do their job and yeah. stop the Patriots from marching down the field, and they didn't. So where's all this vitriol for those guys? Where's all the vitriol for Kyle Shanahan? Where's all the vitriol for Dan Quinn, who severely mismanaged the game? Like, anybody that's played Madden, anybody who's played Madden on all Madden or even played one season of Madden could have managed that last quarter 1,000 times better than that. But we're going to harp on one play. You know what I'm saying? It's low-hanging fruit to me, and it's corny.
We harp on that play because I guess that was the turning point and the momentum from there. Like, once that play happened, we was like, oh, crap, here we go. That's why. But yeah, we should never have been in a predicament because we should have been running the ball. But that right there was like that was it. Like, he, even if he chips him and knocks him off balance, that gives Matt enough time to at least get the ball out of his hand. At least. But he completely whiffs. And Matt's get blindsided, fumbles. They got 100 million% on their side with the momentum. Like, that's what happened. That's why we are projecting the energy on Freeman. Because it's like, dude, like, come on, man. Like you do you remember what you did? Do you remember what you did?
Okay, again, you're cherry picking one incident. Like, it is what it is. The man still has the right to an opinion. But what that sounds like to me is a lot of bitterness. A lot of bitterness. And I tweeted out, I'm glad y'all don't hold the same resentment in relationships like y'all do with the Falcons, because it's going to be a very rocky time period for you guys, for the misters and misses out there.
It's bitterness on both sides, because, again, he peaked the jerseys. You could say he looked at tight end, or he was doing 1,000,001 other things. He saw those jerseys, and he made a comment. So it's bitterness right there, because you don't see him anymore. Because if you were, you'd have been hyping them up too, like the other players are.
Oh, there's something else of that as well, but I'll get to that in a second. But again, I said, like, hey, if Trufant did that, would the same thing would happen? People allege that if Cooper did that, I don't think so. I think if Campbell would have did it, yes, because people don't like Campbell. That's
Claiborne.
Fine. But if there's somebody you like,
people don't like Trufant either. A lot of people don't like Trufant, even when he was on the team. Who you could possibly say that probably wouldn't get an energy was maybe Hooper, maybe. But Campbell and Trufant, had they did that too, they would have definitely felt the wrath too.
I guess. I feel like Falcons fans are very inconsistent on who they, you know, like and not like. Because again, from what I was told, when Falcons fans leave or Falcons players leave the team, they're gone. They're out of our memories. I don't know these guys. So my thing is, if the players don't bother us, they're not our team, not our problem, then when something like that happens, you should just go about your day. But you know what? You can't let it go. You're bitter.
It's like
Freeman is living rent free in Falcons fans' heads for no reason. It's like pun intended.
It's like when Carolina, the team account, tweeted about it. It's like, who are y'all to even say something to you? Like, y'all haven't beaten us. Y'all beat us one time since in the last 3 years. Like, who are you all to say anything about the uniforms?
I mean, Twitter's for the joke. It was actually a pretty good joke, because they do look like those uniforms from the what is that movie called?
The Longest Yard. It kind of does. But
another movie I've never seen before, but that's neither here nor there.
You gotta watch that. That's a good movie. I'm good. That's a really good movie.
I'm good.
Why, y'all gotta watch that movie. That movie is hilarious.
Seen it.
Bro, I still haven't seen it. I'm gonna tweet out a list of movies I've never seen. Y'all guys will be baffled. Like, I haven't seen Bad Boys 3 yet, and I haven't seen the Titanic. Like, it's a wild ass list.
You haven't seen Titanic.
The white people die. That's I already know that's gonna happen. The boat sinks.
Door. Oh no.
But real quick, I want to give a special shout out to one of Josh's lemmings on the timeline. I think it's a miss. Diva 23156, one of my biggest fans on the Twitter. So I'm chilling, minding my business, talking about Freeman and whatnot, talking to homie Josh. And for whatever reason, she thinks my name is Joe. She said, Joe, I don't give a fuck about all that. A player throws shade at my team. I'm coming for that ass. He's not a Falcon anymore, so to hell with him. enjoyed his time here, but fuck him now. You cannot expect a player to throw shade and fans not to respond. That's any team. So, and this is where the contradiction comes to play. I guess it's she because the diva, because there's high heels in the picture. He is not a Falcon anymore, so to hell with him. Okay, if that's the case, then why do you care? Like, let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Y'all was tripping.
Exactly. So, the next tweet she said was, man, shut the fuck up. You're trying to find a reason to be mad. Fuck Freeman. And I was like, nah, my life is good. I have nothing to be mad about. And I was like, yo, you know, tell me why I'm mad, because I'm curious. I have time. You know, we're in the quarantine society right now, Corona madness. And I'm just chilling like, hey, tell me how I'm at when you came to my mentions talking crazy, talking about fuck Freeman. I'm chilling. Like, I'm enjoying life. Life is good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's going on with y'all. What's going on in your household? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need something, my DMs are open. You can talk to me. You know, I'm a pretty good listener. So my DMs are open. Diva 23156. If you need a shoulder to lean on. But, you know, it is what it is. Rise up. Go Falcons.
Yeah, y'all was tripping. That man fucking got all those concussions, played hella hard for us, and y'all gonna go in on him for what? These jerseys are not the best looking jerseys that we've had.
Oh, and I'm gonna give a hot take.
They're not the worst, but they're not the best either.
I'm gonna give a hot take.
I would be laughing too. Some of these, I was like, what the fuck? Like that red gradient? I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's ugly as shit. It is. It's ugly as shit. So some of those players, I know not every player likes every jersey combination now. They do not all like each and every one, just like us. I don't like the red gradient, and I don't like the white with the red pants. And the other two, the other alternates, the white on black and black on white, those are iffy, and they do look like XFL jerseys. So I'm not mad at them, because these are not, they're probably in the bottom of the jerseys. Every uniform that the Falcons had, these are probably in the bottom three.
Stop it.
No. I will honestly say there was people trying to clown the Buccaneers new jerseys, and I'd be the first to say, man, them jerseys kind of look a lot better than ours. We're keeping it a buck. If we're being objective, like, you know, before Warrick Dunn came to the Falcons, I kept up with him when he was on the Buccaneers. Like, those jerseys aren't bad. The jerseys they're kind of hard. Not gonna lie, man. I'm not gonna be the biased Falcons supporter. It's like, oh, it's another team. I can't like that. Like, those jerseys are clean. Like, even though they're not really new, like, they're old designs, but they're like a more modernized design of what they've used before, and they look good. Like, you can't definitively say as a Falcons nation or whatever that everybody likes these jerseys. You had people saying they didn't like the throwback jerseys. So there's obviously a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're on some kind of drug. Some kind of drug. The black on black, the white on white, and the throwback are definitely in the top of overall Falcons uniforms. 5 and 6, the white on red and the gradient. For me, they're in the bottom of all the uniforms. 3 and 7, those are, I don't know. I need to see them on the field before I rank them. But, yeah, I mean, and then the ATL is like, it's a little corny for me. You didn't give your opinion on the ATL on the jerseys, Breeze.
Well, see, and that's the thing. They tried to couch this. It's like, hey, these jerseys are going to be a representation of the people of Atlanta. And I'm like, which people in Atlanta are we talking about? Like, I'm not an Atlanta native, but I am from Augusta, but I am aware of how Atlanta kind of works. Like, I feel like the people that are in the nosebleed sections are the people that can't afford to go to games with the true Atlanta fans. And I don't think this really represents them, man. Like, in a weird way, this seems like a gentrified representation of the Falcons. Cause this doesn't say the city of Atlanta to me, if that makes sense. I mean, y'all are from Atlanta. Do you feel like this is a representation of y'all city? To me, it doesn't. Even with the number 2 with the white on whites, the reason why it's clean, because it's white on white. It's hard to mess up anything that's all white, if that makes sense. It's just going to be naturally clean because it's clean. And a shout out to the homie, Haji Paj. He said, these all whites gonna look crazy when Matt Ryan's getting sacked 10 times on the road. I'm like, oh shit, like maybe this white on white was a motivational factor to keep Matt Ryan clean. Because yeah, it's gonna look wild crazy when if he comes, you know, his jersey's covered with fucking scuff marks and stains because he can't be protected. So maybe that's the motivation behind that white on white. I hope it is.
I mean, it's gonna get green. That's the only reason why the white isn't in my top two of these jerseys is because they're gonna stain and it's going to look horrible when it does stain. And for some of the pants, I would prefer silver pants, but we didn't get that. But as far as representing Atlanta, I'm not seeing it. I guess the ATL is supposed to be the Atlanta representation. And I mean, we don't go around saying ATL. You know, that's just not what people from Atlanta do. We don't just go around talking about, oh yeah, ATL this, ATL that. No, that's not what happens. So I don't even know. I don't know why it's on there. It's just a little corny to me. I'm just glad it's not Hotlanta on there because I would fucking lose my mind. But it is what it is. Nothing screams Atlanta about these jerseys to me. Besides ATL. Ah, fuck. We lost Josh.
Yeah, but just
yeah, reading like, what about this city is on these uniforms? Like, nothing. It's just black and red and silver and white. That's it. Like, Atlanta, a representation of Atlanta, honestly, would be some fucking peaches and orange. It's in the color orange. Like, you know, Atlanta United, they have white and peach jerseys. That's more, sorry, kits. Let me make it right. Kits. They have white and peach kits. That's more Atlanta than this. But if you saw the behind the scenes on behind the design on YouTube, where they explained the uniforms, they claimed that they searched all social media and put our inputs on it, Atlanta fans' inputs into the jerseys. And I don't ever in my time of social media, which has been since 2010, as far as the Falcons go, seen anyone ask for the words ATL to be on the jerseys. So,
yeah, I feel like it went to the other part of Atlanta's the fan base that asked for input are the fan base that purchases PSLs. That's how I feel, just from looking at this. Well, Josh, you back in here?
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, I think they kind of paid homage to the Hawks too, because someone brought it up. Well, pointed it out that, like on the Hawks jersey, it has ATL on too, and we implemented that onto the football jerseys too. So, I guess it's somewhat of a Atlanta type thing with the teams.
I don't know. Some people just think it screams lack of creativity. Now, back to the Freeman thing, as far as with players potentially not liking the jerseys. And I posted this question on Twitter multiple times. I've yet to receive an answer. I haven't listened to my favorite Atlanta sports radio show, 929 The Game, recently. But I'm trying to figure out, and the homegirl, Jack on Mac, she was talking about the same thing. Like, why wasn't Julio involved in the rollout of these jerseys? He's clearly the biggest star on the team, one of the biggest stars in the league, and he's not in one of these promo pictures.
Or he probably thought videos. They were ugly.
Shout out to Marcus Sniffles. That's what he thinks. And that's my conspiracy theory thinking. Because, like, remember during when was this? It was recently. Oh, when all the trades were happening. And again, people do like to post like fake stupid stuff to get retweets, but there was more tweets than I felt comfortable with about talking about Julio Jones potentially being moved, right? I was like, I hit the homie Jalen. I was like, are you seeing these tweets? Talking about like, oh, they got a deal for him to go to the Eagles or some nonsense or whatever. And just some like other rumors about him possibly being moved. And I was like, huh. Because usually that shit gets squashed pretty quick. But I wouldn't be surprised down the road if we hear like that maybe could have been a possibility. Because why else would you feature Calvin Ridley, who, again, he's good, but he's not the face of this team on offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Grady Jarrett and Debo out there, but Julio is the guy in Atlanta. So why wasn't he featuring this promo? What other reason would it be that he's not there? We're quarantined. Right, he shouldn't be going anywhere. Like, when did they do these photo shoots? You could have sent him one. Go ahead.
Well, I think maybe he was traveling prior to the quarantine thing being in place. I think he was out traveling because the day that Gurley got cut, Gurley was like, Julio and DeAndre Hopkins pulled up to his house, and that's how Julio got him to Atlanta. So maybe he was
not buying that. Town. Not buying that, because as from a marketing perspective, you're not going to. He's going to be, y'all are going to be in lockstep. Like, hey, we need Julio to be on board with this. Julio is going to move units. Julio is going to sell jerseys. Julio is going to sell shirts. You don't, your biggest star has to be involved. You have to even give him inside information. Like, hey dog, we're going to shoot these videos these days. All right. You're traveling. Cool. We're going to shoot your promo early. There's no way he should not have been involved with this. That is very questionable to me.
Do you remember when we did that Welcome to Atlanta thing with JD and Luter?
Yeah,
Julio and Nowler.
I don't recall that. That's not the same thing though. That's not an apples to apples comparison. That's a music video. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the jersey that you're going to wear on the field. You know what I'm saying?
I told you. He thinks they're ugly.
I don't think it's that big of a.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. So, what if they did the reveal without Matt Ryan? Like, that doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make any sense.
He was probably out of town, and he thinks they're ugly.
Well, again, if he's going out of town, you'd be like, hey, we need to shoot your part early. You're integral in this release of the jerseys, this rollout. You just don't exclude one of the biggest stars and the biggest star on your team out of the rollout of a new jersey. I don't know. Maybe we'll listen to this in 10 years and I'll be right, but I don't know. It's questionable to me at best.
Like Lethal said, maybe he just didn't want to do it. That's all.
Yeah. And he wasn't even in the behind the design video where they like showed players everything for the first time. Now with that, if you look at that video and when they show Ryan the white jersey, I think that's the only jersey that they showed him, like the first. His face was kind of like, ugh, at first. But he was like, white is icy. But when he first saw it, he didn't look like he was really a fan of it either. So I don't know. It might be the ATL on it that's throwing everybody off. But
I like the ATL on it.
I'm buying a couple black jerseys, but
when I watch the video, like the video presents the jerseys better than the pictures. If that makes sense. Like when they're actually in motion and move, I'm like, all right, because I got the lights from production and stuff like that. But they don't look crazy. And again, maybe it's one of those things we got to see them more with a grow on us. But I mean, honestly, I'm a biggest fan of the all whites.
Y'all, I just realized something. I know. Who leaked these photos?
The Atlanta Falcons leaked the photos.
Nope, because all of the big people were like, no, this was not a leak. Like, this was not supposed to happen. They were like dead ass. They had to move it up early because someone legit leaked it. And they are pissed off. Like, I went through everything trying to see if it was fake or not. And last night, it was a real leak. Not by the Falcons did not do that shit. Somebody leaked it. And if you look at the number 1 through 7, the only person that wasn't in that picture was the black guy. That means his ass is the one who took them fucking photos.
Nah, no, it's not. The dude with the dreads, the fuck it, what is he called?
I don't see dreads in these.
No, the dude with the dread, I think Josh knows what I'm talking about. He was in the video though. Like when they were removing the old jerseys.
No, I'm talking about the leaked photo. Remember the leaked pictures? Those are the two white guys getting dressed. And I ain't see this black guy. I ain't see no black skin in it. Why do we have to do that? Why he have to be black? What the fuck is wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you? They gonna find you and they ain't gonna have no more black people in photos.
Hey, hold on one second.
Thanks to you. What the hell?
Hey, yo, I'm recording the Dirty Bird Nation report. You want to give your hot takes on the jersey real quick? This is a Dolphin Savage on
I thought it was Marcus.
I don't think the jerseys are that bad. I mean, they should have took the ATL off. That kind of makes them look a little cheesy. But outside of that, the jerseys are not that bad. The only problem I had is Jafia Queen or whatever her name is really overhyped the shit. And so when it came out, it was just lackluster. So it's kind of all her fault. But anyway, hit me up with your done. Shout out to Dirty Bird Nation Report. Glad to finally be on. Thank y'all.
First of all, it's not my fault, okay? Because everybody wanted to see those jerseys. We all have nothing else to do. It's a pandemic. We have a whole lot of savings right now, we don't have anywhere to spend them.
Broke.
Okay, but so I am glad, and I know y'all are too. Like y'all are. I'm so mad. No, you're not. You wanted to see these since they said we were going to get new jerseys. Okay, so stop acting fake, man. And you're also, when they said April, you people wanted to see them April 1st, just like I did. So shut the fuck up and be happy. Unless you don't like them, then just be mad. But guess what? The jerseys are going to go on sale. The old ones will be on sale. And I'm about to cop a few white and red ones since we don't have a fucking red jersey, which pisses me off, a legitimate red jersey. I want that so bad. So now I have to buy old red jerseys, but they'll be on sale. So you'll be fine. Just stock up on the old ones like I'm going to do. And if you like a new one, buy a new one too. I'm doing the same shit. So be grateful. You're welcome, assholes.
I don't know. Just like in the leaked pictures, like one of the pictures is taken, dude was like looking right at the phone, dog. Like it's.
I told you. Do you see a black? I told the black guy did it. He did it. You guilty motherfucker.
Look, what I'm gonna do on this podcast that is probably listened to by 98% black people is accuse one of our black kings of crime.
Was he in the photo?
It don't matter. You act like we're not doing this. Moving on.
I'm glad he leaked it. Shit. But he's still about to get sued. Yeah, that's his fault.
He didn't speak him.
They ain't suing nobody. Stop.
Watch.
Well, anywho, I'm kind of confused or curious what's gonna happen if we don't have a season. Like, I actually think it'd be good for the league. I think it'd be good for the league if we don't have a season, to be honest.
What?
For a few reasons. It'll give the league like a soft reset, allow like players that might be injured or need a little bit more training to get their shit together. Plus, if you have a rookie in the tuck, it'll give them time to get conditioned, but I don't think for some position it's going to really help them get better. Like maybe for skill positions, but like as a DB or defensive lineman or offensive lineman, it's one of those things where you need to be like getting your hands on people to work on technique and like full contact to actually get better. You know what I'm saying? Like for offense, it'll definitely be an added advantage, which would be good because the league wants to see a lot of points. So if you have time to master your routes and timing and memorize the playbook, that's only going to mean more points because the defense is always going to be behind. But again, it could give players who are often injured time to recover, you know? I think that'd actually be kind of cool. And then you have, essentially, you'll be getting two drafts. You know what I'm saying? Your teams will be have an influx of talent, high-level talent, because you'll have the people you draft this year and then the people you would potentially draft next year, if that makes sense. Even though they would slightly be behind because they have a year if not playing college football, if that happens as well. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but it'd make for interesting conversation. You know what I'm saying?
So well, you got two rookie classes coming, or how would you like divide the rookies this year compared to the rookies coming in next year?
Well, that's the thing. It's confusing too, though, because if you don't have a season, how do you determine the draft order?
Right. Yeah. How can you?
You just like randomize it. Like that'd be hella. Like that'd probably be the most interesting thing to happen in the NFL in like the last like 50 years.
They're gonna, you know, those. You said lottery.
Possibly.
See, I think what they should do is put the team's logo on the little ping pong balls. And you know how they draft the lottery numbers? You put it in that thing, and then you spin it around, and you pick it, and they do the draft order like that. Don't be sitting there saying it's not a genius idea. That shit is genius. You're welcome.
Well, even with that, too, is like, all right, for example, let's say you have a team like the Falcons who gets, let's say they happen to get like a top three pick or like the first pick overall. And, oh, that's not going to work. Well, let's say there's a scenario where like the first top couple picks were quarterbacks and the Falcons clearly don't need one, depending on who you ask. They could potentially do all kinds of wild shit and trade back and acquire more picks to help their team, as opposed to a normal draft system where if we have a mediocre or good season, we're going to be lower on the totem pole, which will not give you the ability to get more draft picks or capital with trades. So again, if the Falcons just happen to roll for the first pick, now the whole draft changes, because now you can manipulate the draft in a way to benefit you where you wouldn't have that opportunity in a normal draft setting. So I think it would just be kind of cool if that happened. You heard it here first, guys. If it happens, they stole my idea.
My thing is what would happen, or like can you imagine the talk if like New England or the Chiefs get the number one overall pick?
Yeah, and it'd be completely randomized. Like it'd be kind of cool. Right, it'd be cool to see. Just like oh shit, the rich are getting richer. Like it'd give a chance for a little bit more
right,
quote unquote parity in the league. Like even though the NFL is a little bit more. More diverse as far as like teams being good versus the NBA, because NBA you can pretty much tell who's going to go to the like the respective conference finals just from looking at the rosters and players. But the NFL, shit, never know, man. One ball bounces the wrong way, an interception here, a fumble, an injury, and shit, the Jets are in the Super Bowl for some weird reason. It's a little bit harder to predict, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I think it'd be a cool soft reset for the league, in my opinion. So
now, but will they extend training camp? Like, there's so many questions to go along with that.
Yeah, because with social distancing, it's going to be hard to practice. You're just going to literally be doing, like, conditioning and working out, and you can only do that for so long. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to help you after a while, because you need to play.
Right. Shit. I don't know what the fuck we're going to do.
I don't think we may have a season.
Yeah, or they might do that play without any
fans. They're not gonna do that. They're not gonna do that. I'd be willing to bet money on do that shit.
They'll lose a lot of money.
Yeah, it doesn't serve any purpose to do that, in my opinion. So I mean, fans make the game, you know, they make the game what it is. Like the crowd noise comes into play. How you gonna get hyped as a player is like crickets in there, man. Like it's just not the same sensation that you're going to get, man.
I don't think I'm a JV mistakes. Game or something.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the checks would be real, so I guess there's that, but ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. Just ride it out, you know, do what you got to do. But
it kind of, to harp on what you just said, it kind of would make sense if they don't have a season. In the sense of, next year, they go to 17 games anyways, and then we have two additional teams for the playoffs in general. So teams will have to have, like, they're going to have like, that conditioning for the newer teams to get in the playoffs, and then for the longer season, in a way, with the postseason being extended.
I think the best part, and I think I was talking to Adolphus about this, about if they didn't have a season, is if, like, the Falcons finally came to their senses and fired Dirk Cotter and actually hired a real offensive coordinator. Like, you know what, guys? This dude ain't it. Like, we have time. We're not doing anything right now. Get his ass up out of here and hire somebody else. Because I'm still, like a lot of fans, not sold on the quote-unquote second-year bump that we're going to get from Matt Ryan and insert new offensive coordinator. So They could fire his ass, bring in somebody new, start working up some stuff on the whiteboard. You know what I'm saying? Like do some Zoom calls, do some OC meetings or something like that. But I don't know, man. Just a lot of wild stuff could happen.
Yep, between that and then we gotta wait a whole nother season to see if Quinn and TD are gonna flourish or fail. Like, I don't know if I really want to wait a whole nother season. I know a few people already said something about that, waiting for them to make it through a whole nother season, and now if we have to wait, it's just like, bruh. Oh my God, what are we gonna wait on?
Yeah, and I imagine. Oh, go ahead, Josh.
I was gonna say I know people don't want to hear, but from a safety standpoint, it would be best if we just have a season. Because even if we do have a season, the earliest that may start is around Thanksgiving.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, it's. It's a lot going on, So, but yeah, I don't know, guys. I think we at about 46 minutes. I think we hit every point we're looking to hit. Do we want to wrap it up with some shout outs?
Oh, shout out to the people who are actually following instructions and staying their asses at home. You people are the real MVP. If you have to go out, you know, be safe. Go to work.
No, breaking news.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, Letha. On the ticketer, on ESPNU, it said the Rams are in the process of trading Brandon Cooks to the Texans.
Fuck Bill O'Brien. That's still not going to make up for getting rid of the DeAndre Hopkins, but whatever. Brandon Cooks might be one of the most. He might be one of the most overdrafted players in the last like 10 years. He was like the number, I think, 7 pick, right?
Yeah, he was a high pick.
Wait a second. I'm thinking of what? How tall is Brandon Cooks?
No, you think you're right. The short guy. The short wide receiver. He played in New Orleans. He played with the Rams. He may play somewhere else. But he kind of got like a decent name in New Orleans.
Hold on, let me see. I'm googling. I'm pretty sure he was drafted like number 7 overall or something like that. That's not him. Never mind. Anywho, he's not good either though. But. Yeah, 5'10", 183. Damn, who am I thinking of? Fuck. There's another extremely short receiver that was drafted way too high, and I was like, you're not that good, bro.
Are you talking about Tavon Austin?
Tavon Austin. He played for the Rams, right? Yeah.
No. He played for the Rams, but he's in Dallas now. Dallas gave him a crazy amount of money.
Yes. Off
of
his
potential.
Yeah, that... kind of randomly went there. Let me Google this. I need to know if I was tripping or not.
Yeah.
He was drafted number 8 overall, man.
Yep. He got a contract with the Cowboys.
5'8", 185. Yeah. You drafted him number 8? That's crazy. And I know... Nah, man. Jif knows my... Jif knows my opinion on these short wide receivers, dog.
He hates short people.
I don't hate short people. I'm not. I'm just against setting your quarterback up for failure. Like if I'm picking a receiver number 8 in the first round, and I need to relook at this draft because he might have been the best option. But dog, can you at least be 6 feet? Like at the very least, bro. Like give your quarterback something to throw at, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like that's crazy. Number 8.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And like I said, Dallas gave him a crazy contract. I just off of what they think he could do.
In the first couple of seasons with the Cowboys, he wasn't bad. He was pretty decent. And then he just fell off really hard.
He he got paid off of potential. I forgot who he played for prior to going to Dallas. But he basically got paid off potential. Like, he hasn't done nothing in the NFL.
He has 214 receptions since 2013.
Oh, my goodness.
For the number 8th overall pick. That is insane.
Oh, my goodness.
But anywho, off of the slander from him, I know Jeff was telling you nasties to stay in the house, you know?
Yes, yeah, stay the fuck home. It's not hard. If you're staying home like me and only going out when you have to, you're the MVP. If you're not, you're a fucking motherfucking asshole. If you catch something, it's your fault. And if you're giving it to people, you're a really fucking asshole. And all those people who die because of you is on you. And I hope it's on your fucking conscience forever. And you have nightmares for the rest of your fucking life. Don't go to work sick. It's not hard. Of course, we're losing money. Who isn't? I don't got no fucking job right now because of this. I am unemployed. I am part of the 16 million and counting. Because of this shit. And people are dying left and right off of this shit. Some nurse went to a fucking nursing home and got 77% of those people in that nursing home in Atlanta, a very popular nursing home, sick. Two people so far that I personally know are dead because of this. One other one is sick but asymptomatic. Two have it but haven't shown any symptoms. And the wife that I know, her husband, both her parents are dead. They died 2 days apart because of this virus. Her husband's mom now has a virus and can potentially die. All those people cannot come to the funeral because of this virus, because y'all want to be fucking assholes. So to that nurse, fuck you. And if I catch you in these streets, I find out who you are, I am dog walking your ass. Do you hear me? Dog walking your ass. And you better hope the cops come, because I swear to God, I'm not letting you go until you're bleeding everywhere. Do you understand? And the rest of you fucktards that don't want to fucking stay home and are killing people, you're next on my fucking shit list. Do you hear me? All you Beltline motherfuckers that think it's cool to fucking come on the Beltline, fuck y'all too. People are dying and it's not cool. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. I don't want to die. There are kids out here that don't want to fucking die. I would like to live out the rest of my fucking life. These people would also like to live. I'm tired of getting people crying in my ear because their loved ones died because you people wanted to be fucktards. Stay home. This is not a hoax. It's not hard. It sucks. But guess what? We have something called fucking technology. There's FaceTime, Google Duo, Skype, Zoom, all types of platforms. There's Pornhub, XXN, OnlyFans. You'll be fine.
You're not gonna plug your OnlyFans.
Go to adamandeve.com, get you some fucking sex toys, get a sex robot, blow up doll, flashlight,
The Amazon people are pretty frustrated of having delivered dildos during the pandemic, right.
Yeah, that's why I said adamandeve.com.
Somebody still had delivered that though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm done on my rant. But I'll bully the fuck out of everybody that keeps going out. I will bully you till you cry. Okay? Okay, I'm done. But I'm pissed. I am thoroughly pissed. Okay. Someone talk before I keep going.
Josh, who would you like to shout out?
Shout out to you said, everyone that's staying home. Like you said, if you don't have to make a store run, stay at home. Or if you're going to exercise, walk, at least go somewhere that's secluded. Walk your neighborhood or something. Like, just stay away from as many people as you can. Like, you can do it. I know you can do it. Just find somewhere where no one's at and just do your thing and just go back home. But yeah, outside of that, stay home, stay safe, wash your hands, 20 seconds or more, warm water, and that's it.
Yeah, also make sure once this is done to continue to wash your hands. This right. This pandemic exposed how nasty some people are. So like cats weren't buying bleach and soap before, dog. Like I don't know. You know, just keep it up when this happens. Shout out to Jalen, shout out to Marcus, shout out to Dolph Savage, shout out to Committee Podcast. Definitely rate, review, subscribe to both podcasts. Support the team, you know what I'm saying? This is Derrick Burn Nation Report, unofficial podcast, Fox Twitter. Oh, shout out to Tribbles too. And who else? Who else is out
there? Ox DJ.
Who?
The Ox DJ.
Follow the Ox DJ. The
playlists are fire as fuck.
Shout out to all the Falcons Twitter people I follow that aren't hoes, you know? We can have a discussion. You don't have to be blocking people. You know, we can have a discussion. And if you would like to come on the podcast, anybody that I interact with on Twitter that thinks that I'm making bad takes, you are welcome to come on here. I've said that from the jump. So you can DM me, hit me up on the TL, and that's all I got. I'm kind of hungry, so we out. Peace.